You have to show up how you are and who you are and be very vulnerable. It's a scary thing to do. And I'm going to share with you a story that occurred with me even as I am on this journey of podcasting. Welcome back to the Trials of Life podcast. I'm your host, Marcia Terry. So glad that you're here today. Welcome to episode number 8 as we dive in deeper into understanding and discovering our self-worth through the power of identity. It's an interesting topic, don't you think? And so the goal of this podcast is really to just dissect the trials of life one episode at a time. And I'm really excited that we are here today. For you, it's just next week. For me, I feel like it's been a little while, but I'm so glad that you're here today. So what are we going to talk about today? Really understanding your self-worth through identity. And this really resonates with me today because I've been struggling, just in all honesty, with my own identity. And I was having a conversation with my own personal coach just recently, and I realized that something that when we are talking about self-worth, that one of the things that people often do is we compare ourselves to other people. I've heard it said, I've shared it with clients, that comparison is the thief of joy, right? So whether it is that you are on a weight loss journey and you compare yourself to somebody who has lost a lot of weight, or you compare yourself to somebody who is, you know, bigger than you are, you're like, oh, wow, they're bigger than I am. At least I'm not that bad. Or look at her. She's so skinny. Oh my God, I should be that skinny too, right? We compare ourselves to other people. And then the truth is that does rob us of our joy, right? And so I realized the one thing that we have to do as we talk about our identity and discovering our self-worth through it is to be authentic. You have to show up how you are and who you are and be very vulnerable. It's a scary thing to do. And I'm going to share with you a story that occurred with me even as I am on this journey of podcasting. I've been recording episodes and, you know, I work with an amazing team that helps me to get these out to you in a timely fashion. In the recording phase, I hit a bit of a snag. I hit a hiccup. I had set a launch date for the podcast and the date came and passed. And I then had got busy with my regular day job. I was hiring several positions, and I just got really caught up in that space. And then I got sick and I lost my voice. So how can I show up on camera, show up on audio if I don't have a voice? I couldn't. And then what happened was the date got pushed. I'm being very transparent with you today. The date of the launch got pushed. Not once, not twice, but I want to say 3 times. And what I realized at the end of the day was I was more connected to this being about me, which the podcast is not about me. It's about me using the voice that I've been given to share with you. So I was more connected to that than connecting to the message. I was so caught up in, oh my God, I got to do all these things to launch and blah, blah, blah. And at the end of the day, what is most important is that I showed up and I was authentic. So I went on social media and I went live, authentically showing at the end of the day what the problem was. It was I was afraid. And so sometimes our self-worth is rooted in fear because, again, like I said, we compare ourselves to other people. And if we feel like we're not measuring up to that other person's standard, then we stay stuck and we don't move forward. We don't shine in our greatness. We don't use the services that we provide. We don't use our creative skill. We don't start the business. We don't start the blog. We don't do the things because why? We're simply stuck in fear. But when we make a decision to show up in our authenticity, to show up and be completely true and real in who we are, guess what? Your self-worth is not measured by other people in that respect, because you are unique to you. So how do you discover your self-worth through identity, through the power of your identity? Be authentic, my friends. Show up who you are. Be messy about it. Be messy. It doesn't have to be perfect. I have a friend that is getting ready to launch a coaching program. And, you know, sometimes it's like, is this right? Is that right? Is this in alignment? Is everything perfect? Sometimes you just got to set the date, be accountable to somebody else, and go forth and do it. So be authentic. Number two, set boundaries and prioritize your self-care. Oh my gosh. Is this ever true for me today? Even on this journey of podcasting and on this journey of me still diving into discovering my self-care, I let the boundaries slip on my own self-care. What'd you say? I did. And I forgot the things that I've been teaching. I forgot the things that I say. And I was not taking care of myself. And as a result of that, what happened? I started to feel uneasy. I want to say diseased, but not like sick. Well, I did get sick in all honesty, but I felt diseased. So uneasiness, you know, not at ease with myself. And on the inside, I was like, why am I so off? What am I not doing? There's something off. I felt very disconnected from myself because why? I let my boundaries slip and I wasn't prioritizing my self-care. And I had a moment of reckoning and a moment of truth. There were several things that led up to that in 1 week span. And the moment that I said, you know what? I need to meditate. And so I took 20 minutes, you know, my family was gone already for the day and my husband was at work and my kids were at work. And I took 20 minutes and I laid still. And in that stillness, it was almost like, I'm not going to say I had an out body experience because I didn't, but I almost felt like God was able to speak to me and I was able to hear his voice. The universe will be able to speak to you and you'll be able to hear its voice. Your thoughts will become clearer when you take that time and space to be still. Maybe meditation is not your thing. I get it. It's not for everybody. But I just want to encourage you to find that place of stillness, that place where no matter what's going on around you, no matter the insults that you're getting to your brain, all the thoughts that are coming to you, all the things that you got to do on your to-do list, find a place to be still. Find a place and a way to set boundaries that no matter what's going on in your life, that you don't compromise the things that you believe in. That is how you find your self-worth, by not compromising on your beliefs. So when we set boundaries, people know, okay, well, I can't go to her with that crazy talk, or I can't go to her with drama, or I can't show up in this kind of way because she's not going to do that. People are going to know how to come at you because your boundaries are going to be very clearly defined. And I believe that even as it relates to self-care, you do have to take that time out of your schedule, whether it is in the morning, midday, at the end of the day, to prioritize what your self-care looks like. Because the minute you do that, like myself, I had this huge moment of clarity. And after I finished my meditation that day, I felt so much more connected to who I was, to my purpose, to the reason I was showing up. I felt connected to my husband. I felt more connected to my kids. I just felt more a sense of greater connection to the people around me. And I was able to show up and be vulnerable and honest and authentic with them too. So that's number two, set boundaries, but also prioritize your self-care. What is a third way that you can discover your self-worth through identity? It is by pursuing personal goals and growth. It might sound like, well, that's an easy thing to do. I always prioritize my goals and prioritize my growth. Here's what I've learned. I'm a bit of a person who likes to learn new things. I don't want to say anything that would be offensive. It might be considered a little bit nerdy to some, but I like to learn new things and things that are maybe a little bit different. I found that I wasn't learning. I wasn't listening to podcasts. I wasn't reading. And because I wasn't doing those things, I felt stuck. I felt stuck in my complacency. I felt stuck in my mindset. I really couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I just felt like my whole world was kind of clouded. Then, as I said, with that meditation, it was like a series of things began to occur for me. And I started to dive into some learning, an area of interest to me. And as I've been learning, I've been excited about what I'm learning. And so I'm excited to be able to share that with my clients. I'm excited to be able to see how these things work for me. Because once you pursue personal growth and your goals, your identity will shift. Your value about who you are changes. If we don't take the time out to learn, for example, if you're the person, and I ain't throwing shade on you if this is you, but I'm just saying, if you're the person that comes home from work and you sit on your couch and you take your phone and you go scroll, 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 and you just kind of dive into social media, or if you're the person that will just watch TV kind of mindlessly, reality TV or the shows or whatever it might be, like, you have to ask yourself, how is this adding to me? How is this adding value to my person, to my self-worth? A lot of times it's not, because what are we seeing? We're seeing drama on TV. We're seeing crazy news of, you know, whether somebody's being shot, somebody got murdered, a school is being shot up. It's too much, right? Or you're on social media and you're now beginning to compare yourself to the other people that are living their fake life, right? And so once you make a conscious decision, I believe, of investing in you, of taking time out to step outside your comfort zone, to step outside the box that you are comfortable with. Maybe you don't understand meditation. Maybe you want to learn how to play the piano, how to play the guitar, how to play the trumpet, the flute, whatever it might be. Step outside your comfort zone. Surround yourself by people who are doing the thing that you aspire to do, right? Watch yourself grow. Watch yourself transform. Watch your self-worth go from 2.5 to 9 and a 10, right? So those are the three ways that I believe that we can dig deeper. And it's that being authentic and being vulnerable with yourself, being vulnerable with the people that matter to you, knowing that they're not going to judge you, but they're going to cheer you on. Because ultimately, the people that are in your corner, they want your success. That's number one. So, and then remember to set those boundaries. Your self-care is a non-negotiable. Sometimes, like I said, I forgot. It is a non-negotiable. And my husband reminded me, he's like, you know what? I do have to help you stay accountable. But by him making me stay accountable, he also stays accountable. And then finally, pursue your personal goals and growth. Right? As we learn and as we improve upon who we are as individuals, how can your value about who you are not improve? It's got to improve. So these are just some ways that I believe that you can get to the core of who you are. Remember, core is the C in the self-care framework. These are just the ways. If you're not familiar with the whole entire framework, go back to episode number one or two and listen from the beginning so that you can understand what I'm talking about. Again, so one of the things that I'd like you to do today is go to my website, marciaterry.com, and download the self-care worksheet so that you can have a deeper understanding, if you've not used it before, have a deeper understanding of how you can discover the power of self-care. That's what I'd like you to do today. And then make sure you like, subscribe, share, drop a comment below on how this episode, this information has impacted you and how it's changed you to be able to discover your self-worth just a little bit better than you had before. Thank you so much for being here, my friends. I will see you next time on next week's episode, which we're going to be talking about Adore. Take care.